This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.
Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. As many of you know, we have had some amazing guests on who have specifically talked about different kinds of investing and how you can use those different kinds of investing, those different investment approaches to market yourself, brand yourself, and also separate yourself from the competition, because it really does allow you to take a niche one step further. Our guest today has created something that not long ago, he was ringing the bell on the New York Stock Exchange floor. And we're going to talk today about Inspire Investing with Robert Netzley, the founder and CEO of Inspire Investing. So, Robert, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Matt. Pleasure to be here.
All right, Robert, let's break it down right from the beginning. Tell me what the philosophical underpinnings are of Inspire Investing, please.
Good question. So with Inspire, we really focus on investing in the most inspiring, most biblically aligned companies that we can find. These are companies that are curing cancer. They are creating clean water solutions. They're operating with integrity and respect throughout their communities and constituencies. Really companies that you want to own, right? That are making the world a better place. This falls within the environmental, social governance, ESG type umbrella, but a distinctly biblical, faith-based approach. And that's what we do as a money manager. And additionally, we take more of an index-based approach, low-cost index-based approach. Mm-hmm. We have found some good success with that.
And you have mutual funds and an SMA available to our listeners, correct?
ETFs, so exchange-traded funds.
Okay. We've
got four funds trading on the New York Stock Exchange. And correct, we do have a very robust, separately managed account platform as well.
You had said something right out of the gate that I personally would like to have just a little bit more clarity, because we've had SRI, socially responsible investing, clients on, we've had, or guests on. We've also talked about values-based investing. How does BRI, or biblically responsible investing, how does that fall into the hierarchy or level of specificity, please?
Yeah, good question. So the SRI / ESG, you know, umbrella is very broad, and it encompasses everything from, you know, strict environmental screens to gender equality in the workforce to mm-hmm. faith-based issues.
Okay.
And there's a lot of overlap among these various categories and silos as well. And so, as the name implies, biblically responsible investing, we apply biblical values. So we're looking to the scripture for guidance on what is beneficial and appropriate to have in a portfolio. And ultimately, it goes down to, you know, there's a verse that says 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And that's our goal as Christians and people of faith, is to honor God in everything. And that absolutely includes how we manage his money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at the very basic level, what we're attempting to do with Inspire and the BRI movement.
Well, I'm going to make you get a lot more specific than that, because you just intrigued me substantially there. Obviously, from a marketing and branding standpoint, this is very easy. It's easy for people to connect with this, because it's a very positive message, right? And a message that most people could wrap their brain around. Whereas, you know, SRI and ESG, since it is a little broad, it usually takes a lot more explanation. But I think the million-dollar question that I have for you is, how do you find companies that are totally in line with biblical teachings? That just seems to me to be tough, because when I talked to the SRI people, they said it's tough too. But you're like a whole nother depth level here, man. And so how do you do that?
Well, it is a lot of work, that's for sure. So it's not for the faint of heart. But that's really our passion at Inspire Investing, is to do that work for investors and advisors and institutions and endowments who just don't have the time, desire, capacity, whatever, to do that heavy lifting. So how we do that is we take a three-pronged approach. We endorse, we engage, and we exclude. So number one, We're endorsing companies that are, again, making positive contributions to the world, which, as I've explained. Number two, we engage with companies who might need a little help. So if there's it's a company that maybe is dipping their toe in the waters of, you know, maybe it's child labor overseas, or they're, you know, maybe made a donation to Planned Parenthood here in the States, we'll engage with those companies instead of just kicking them out of the portfolio day one. We engage, we express our concerns, and we've had lots of successes with those companies hearing and responding positively. And then third, we exclude. So we exclude those companies that are just, again, involved in maybe abortion or pornography or human trafficking or whatever the issues may be. They never make it in our portfolio. Now, the nuts and bolts of how we do that is through our Inspire Impact Score methodology, which is really a very robust, rules-based, objective methodology where we leverage a whole lot of technology. We're out here in the Silicon Valley, so, you know, everything's technology here. And it's actually artificial intelligence-based technology that scrubs millions of data points on thousands of companies every day. Anything that is publicly available online, this technology is picking up and scrubbing and scraping from local news sources, company reports, non-governmental agency and organization reports, you know, whatever it is. And then this software reads that data, and it can read the context of the data to see if it is a negative report, a positive report, and then the magnitude, how positive or how negative that is. This results in a massive mountain of data, as you might imagine. And so then what we do with this kind of raw data is we put it through that biblical values framework, and then we take the job of interpreting that, saying, okay, this company gave money to Planned Parenthood. That is not in line with the values that our biblical investors want to support or want to participate in their investments. That's a negative item. And so we ascribe a score in each of these categories, negative scores for those negative categories and positive scores for positive categories, such as environmental stewardship or, again, equality in the workplace and corporate governance and a lot of the standard ESG metrics you might hear. And if a company, I want to explain this correctly, because we don't just take the negatives and the positives and add them up together and that's the score. What we do is if there's any company that has any degree of exposure to one of our exclusionary criterion, it never makes it into a portfolio. It doesn't matter how many good things they're doing. If they're manufacturing abortion drugs, that's not good enough, right? They're not going to make it in our portfolio. If they're exploiting slave labor in Indonesia to pack, you know, cans of shrimp, I don't care how much, you know, effort they're putting into the communities here in the United States, we're not going to invest in that company. And so if there's any exclusionary criterion that get flagged, that company is excluded from portfolios. But any company that makes it through that gamut of exclusionary criterion without a hitch, we then apply those positive metrics, because we're not interested in just excluding the bad guys and kind of investing with what's left over. I mean, that's kind of the typical approach that you see out there, right?
Okay.
But we want to find the best companies, right? We want to invest in the most inspiring companies. Our investment philosophy is that these companies that are really changing the world for the better and adding value to their constituents are actually not only just better from a value standpoint, but represent a better financial value to investors. And so we add these positive points, again, in a series of algorithmic processes, and arrive at this final Inspire Impact score. It ranges from negative 100 to positive 100. Anything above zero, we consider investable. It has no exposure to negative items, but we only invest in those companies that are closest to 100. And that's how we build our portfolios. And there's much more information and data, you know, on our website, inspireinvesting.com, if anybody wants to really dig in the weeds or talk to our team. But that's the nutshell of how we do that.
Robert, there are a lot of people who want to dig in the weeds with that, because due diligence is a huge component of anybody who wants to take a little bit more of an active or hands-on approach to investing. You just said, you know, your goal is 100 without naming names of companies, which I don't really know if you feel comfortable doing that or not, if you're even allowed to do that, man. But can you give us, I mean, how, just give me a ballpark, a spitball number, how many companies are really getting close to that 100 level? The positive 100 level.
Yeah. So to give you an idea, out of the S&P 500, there are 247 companies that have no exclusionary criterion flags, right? So there's 247 that we consider investable out of the S&P 500. If you go to the Russell 3000, we're talking like 2,500 companies. So it's the majority of companies out there, 85% of publicly traded companies are investable and don't have any issues on the exclusionary side. How close do they get to 100? This is going to be a round number, but I want to say in the U.S. large cap market, we've got, you know, maybe 75 to 100 companies that have perfect scores, similar numbers in the IFA internationally speaking, and then, you know, the scores drop from there. But suffice to say, there are plenty of companies to choose from. You just have to do the work and find them.
Wow.
And the results, I'll add, when we started out 3 years ago creating this methodology, we weren't really sure what was going to happen with our portfolios, because we decided, look, let's only look at this Inspire Impact score and create indexes, broad-based indexes around this score. We're not going to look at any other, you know, PE ratios or, you know, whatever else, return histories or any other metric. Let's build portfolios of these highest scoring, most inspiring businesses of blessing and see what happens. And it turns out these companies are outstripping their less inspiring counterparts probably pretty. So it's interesting. And a lot of the research coming out of McKinsey and Morgan Stanley and Merrill and a lot of other places is backing that up. But these companies that are, you know, operating with higher levels of integrity and higher ESG scores in general tend to dip in performance, if not a, you know, decided outperformance over the long term. So that was an added bonus, of course.
Sure. Now, this is Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. So now we're going to switch gears. Now that we have the foundation of who you are and what you do and what you can offer our listeners, how do you help people position this in a way for them to spread the word?
Yeah, well, that's really where I got my start. My background was at Wells Fargo Private Client Service down in Carmel, California, you know, out here on the West Coast. Nice little drive down the coast every day, you know, office in one of the wealthiest communities in the country, second floor overlooking the beach. Like, life was good, right? I had no plans to change any of that, believe me. And then I stumbled across this whole concept, totally by accident, of biblically responsible investing. And where you're looking at not only the financial, but the moral aspects of what you're doing. And I had heard of ESG and SRI and environmental and green investing and all these things, but they never really appealed to me because every fund and strategy I knew of was managed from a progressive liberal standpoint. And being a, you know, a Christian and more on the conservative side of things, that didn't appeal to me. But I never thought about, well, what about the values I do have and how are they reflected in the portfolio? So I started looking at my companies, my own portfolio and my clients' portfolios. And I was immediately gripped. The Holy Spirit just gripped my heart in this issue, because here I was, for instance, the president of our local pro-life pregnancy center. And I also own three stocks of companies that are manufacturing abortion drugs. So every time that young lady goes into Planned Parenthood and has an abortion, I just made money on that transaction. Meanwhile, you know, it's in direct contrast to what, you know, my deeply held faith values. And not only that, there's, again, human trafficking and pornography and everything else going on in these portfolios. And I was just shocked, frankly, that I'd never even given it a thought to consider what was going on in there. And to be frank, within a week, I was dead in the water. I couldn't do my job at Wells Fargo. I didn't know what I was going to do. I never met anybody doing anything like what we're doing. I didn't know if it was possible to invest in any other way. And so I thought I had to get out of the industry, probably. Went home, told my wife, hey, honey, I think God is calling us somewhere else. Here's what I found. And she's like, well, we got two babies and a mortgage, so what's the plan? And I had no plan, so we just started praying. And as God does, he led us to this point in time where it was either going to seminary and being a vocational pastor or this crazy idea of leaving the bank, starting an independent firm that only did biblically responsible investing. But that was nuts because they didn't have any, you know, experience or money or contacts or anything that you have to do something like that. But that's what he led me to do. And so when I left Wells, I opened this to a retail firm, just me and a laptop, basically, and no idea what I was doing. And just decided to educate people about what I found. You know, here's biblically responsible investing. Here's what I found. Here's what I'm doing. And they had the same exact reaction I did. You know, surprise, surprise. Their eyes got big and they're like, wow, how do I find out what's in my portfolio? I've never thought about this before. And so we developed this process called Discover, Explore, Invest, to answer your question, of making a very simple, non-judgmental, very just objective, educationally driven way to help people discover what their portfolio, explore what it looks like to invest differently, and then make the decision to actually, you know, make an impact through changing their investments out. This practice grew beyond my wildest dreams. You know, back, this was 7-8 years ago now. And my wild dreams back then, Matt, was maybe one day, if I'm really successful, I'll have an assistant. Like, that was my grand vision. And obviously God had different plans, because within a few months I was so busy I had to bring another advisor in the practice. So brought in an old friend of mine from Wells and came on board. Then we got so busy that we had to bring in more advisors and more. Then people started calling us advisors all over the country. I didn't even know how they heard about us. And so this thing just grew. Within 5 years, we were doing over $1 million in revenue, all organic growth, no transferred clients from previous practices, just one client at a time, 100% biblically responsible. And I have no idea how it happened other than by the grace of God. And it's something that's important to him to accomplish, is my only explanation, honestly. And so this Discover, Explore, Invest process was the building block. And we still teach advisors how to do this process, and have mentored hundreds over the past 7 years, how to implement this in their practice. But our numbers are, as we've tracked them, 70% of the advisors who, I'm sorry, of prospects who sit down with an advisor and begin this process, which begins with an impact report, something we call an impact report, 70% bring 100% of their assets to that advisor. And they bring all their friends, all their family, they're raving fans, they pray for you. They cry at your desk. It's really something like I've never seen before in our industry. And it is just amazingly rewarding for me, mm-hmm. of course, and advisors who are implementing this. We've helped young advisors brand new in the business, 20 years old, just out of college, old advisors who have been doing this for a long time, 40 years plus, and everybody in between, and they're finding success. And it's really this Discover, Explore, Invest process that really is the building block.
Do you provide the people who are involved or who decided to go your specific route in BRI with Inspire Investing, do you provide them with that mentoring, helping them create their story? Because your story is super powerful, man. I mean, I can totally see why that was so successful, and it has been so successful to you, because you can hear that you're speaking directly from your heart. Not everybody is as eloquent as you, Robert. So how do you help them? Or do you help them with that?
Yeah, we do. And that's really our passion, is seeing this movement take off. And there really is a movement, by the way. There are investors by the thousands across the globe that are waking up to this idea and moving their money. So what we do with Inspire, our money management firm, we've got ETFs and we've got SMAs, but really our success, we've grown to almost $250 million in just since last January when we launched our ETFs. We're the fifth fastest growing, number five fastest growing RIA firm in the country last year in FA Magazine's advisor survey. Glory to God, it's just happening. But this is why, because we'll teach an advisor, we usually Inspire impact reports. Again, going back to this concept of the impact report, where if an advisor has a prospect or a current client, and they can provide us with either a recent statement or just a list of, here's their portfolio holdings and either the dollars or percentages in that portfolio, we're able to run that through our technology, plug our ticker symbols in, and return a report that shows them details on all the values-based information. So, 13% exposure to abortion, 15% to pornography, 20% human rights violations, and on down the list. And then down to the granular details on, on such and such a date, this company donated this much money to Planned Parenthood. It's very granular information. Again, it's just educational. There's no, again, not finger pointing, not making a judgment call. We understand not everybody cares about all these issues that are on these reports, and that's fine. We're not here to tell people what they should believe, but to provide them education. And then we teach that advisor how to walk through, that report with a client if they choose to. And then we always couple that with a performance analysis. So we take their current portfolio, we compare it to an off-the-shelf, index-based benchmark that's biblically responsible. And I tell you, 95% of the time, their performance and their risk to return metrics, all the Sharpe ratios and R squares and everything else, are as good, if not better, than their non-screen portfolio. Oftentimes their fees are actually lower. And we're able to exclude, all of these issues that they didn't even know were there in their portfolio. And it's a win-win-win. And then the kicker with Inspire, we don't just want to invest in inspiring companies, but we want to be an inspiring company. So we donate 50% or more, 50% or more of our corporate profits we give to Christian ministries. So we just, adopted a village in Guatemala, for instance. We did some clean water projects in the mountains in Nepal last year. We're sending Bibles undercover into North Korea. helping refugees in Syria. So, and then we're able to connect the dots for clients. This is the most powerful part right here, where advisors have given us feedback that this made the difference. Part of this impact report, the last page, shows them, okay, your portfolio, Mr. Client, if it's $250,000, if it's $500,000, if it's $100,000, if it's whatever, $10 million, invested with Inspire through this advisor, will provide X amount of people with clean water for the rest of their life. We'll provide X amount of Bibles into North Korea. We'll provide, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, there's all these different ways that we are giving back. And that is powerful. When they see that they can, you know, they keep the returns themselves, right? We're paying it out of our investment fees, management fees. So they can see that, number one, they can get rid of the stuff that's troubling to them. It's in their portfolio. Two, do just as good, if not better, financially. And three, support causes that they're probably already supporting anyway in their philanthropic causes without actually having to write another check. Like, why wouldn't they do business with you as an advisor? There's no reason. And that's why we see such high close ratios. And yeah, we do train advisors how to do that. We have a sister company, ChristianWealthManagement.com, which is a mentoring and training organization. So you can check that out as well. But again, a lot of resources shared back and forth.
And on your website, which is www.inspireinvesting.com, there is that free impact analysis report that you were talking about that people can go ahead and click on that.
Oh. Right. Yeah. And so we really encourage advisors who, I mean, not everybody is where I was and just they can't do their business today and they need to find something else to do. And that's fine. Everybody has their own story and totally fine. What we encourage advisors to do, if they think that they might have clients or prospects, or even just personally, they think, wow, I'm kind of convicted right now. I wonder what's in my own personal portfolio. The best place to start is just requesting a free Inspire Impact Report. Our team runs these all the time. And we'll just walk you through that as an advisor. And you could either use your personal account or, you know, one or two or three of your client accounts or model portfolios, what have you. And we walk you through that just like we would a client and show you, like, here's how this works. BRI is typically a new concept for advisors. And sometimes there's some fear there. Like, well, what are my clients going to think? Am I going to lose? What about my non-Christian clients? What about, you know, all these different things start going through their mind that went through my mind, you know, 8 years ago. And we have this system that is proven to not just deliver, you know, a values-based approach that is exciting and impactful and inspiring, which is amazing, but also meets, you know, the strictest fiduciary standards that we're all held to these days. And by the way, 30% of our clients in a retail practice and we're not Christians. And we did the same report with them. And so, and actually, if anything, they the feedback we got from them is like, wow, I really respect you for your integrity. You know, I don't really care about these values, but, you know, I can see that you're somebody that I'd like to work with. And as long as you're going to do good for me financially and take good care of me with the service, let's do this. And so it just kind of, it's interesting and very inspiring. Again, it's where we get our name, to see what happens when you really lead with values, you know, and display integrity and wanting just to make the world a better place. And it's just a lot more fun too. I can say that. Yeah. It's a lot funner to run your business that way.
I love what you just said there about people who don't necessarily 100% agree with your values per se, but they still like to do business with somebody that has that level of conviction. We've talked about that a lot on this podcast in the past, Robert, when it comes to being a niche, having a niche, right? Having a major focus, a specific flavor to who you are and how you present yourself. And that could have been the best justification I've heard yet on the power of being as specific as you can be with who you are and what you do, why you do it, and why they care. That was super powerful.
Yeah. One story on that. I love telling a story because it is so true. And it's one of the biggest fears we find as advisors wonder, are they immediately going to shrink their available pool of clients to only people who care about these values? The answer is no. But we had this lady call in one day, saw us online, you know, somehow. And the first, she didn't, no hello, no hi, my name is. It's the first words out of her mouth are, I hate the church. Is that going to be a problem? And it's like, oh, how are you doing today? You know, what's your name? And anyway, she had this really terrible experience growing up in kind of a messed up religious type of atmosphere. Without going into too much detail, just was bad, right? And so she had all kinds of reasons that she, in her words, quote, hated the church. And here we are, Christian Wealth Management, you know, and she called us. She's been a client for 6.5 years and it's all biblically responsible. And turns out she's a nurse. She doesn't like abortion. That's not the reason why she called us, but you know, there's a little bit of affinity there maybe, but we've had this great relationship with her. And not only that, but hopefully been able to give her maybe a more healthy picture of what people who, you know, who call themselves Christians and, you know, follow Christ really look like. So, it, you know, there's a lot more than just that, but that's a story I love to tell because it is so true, man. Like you're saying, people, and she did business with us because in her words, I see your integrity. You're somebody I can trust. To sit here and tell me after I told you I hate the church that you're a Christian and this is how you manage your money and that you respect where I'm at, you know, I respect where you're at and we have a great relationship. So I highly recommend it.
What should our listeners do if they want to know more?
Well, I think the first thing is you can go to inspireinvesting.com. Tons of resources on there. I write a blog there all about biblically responsible investing and ins and outs. So you might find some good content there. And definitely get that free report. Our team would love to run one for anybody on this call, that free impact analysis. And, you know, I love having phone calls with advisors too, just personally, if anybody wants to reach out and just kind of chat about what BRI is, how it might fit in their practice, hear more about our experience, would love to have that conversation. So inspireinvesting.com and we'd love to hear from you.
Robert, thank you so much for sharing your inspiring story here and talking to us once again about how important it is to fully commit and be who you are and how that can help you truly grow your business in ways that are not only fulfilling to you both personally, professionally, and spiritually, but also it's a great way to connect with your clients. So thanks for your time today, man.
Thank you, Matt.
And please remember to go to inspireinvesting.com. There's some great videos on the website, some good information there. Check out his blog. Connect with Robert on social media because he is there and posts some pretty darn cool stuff on a regular basis. And if you want to know more, please, again, go ahead and just hit the contact us page on inspireinvesting.com and reach out and have them do this free impact analysis. If you have not created your own niche and after this podcast, if this still isn't convincing you, I honestly don't know what's going to. And I don't know what else we need to bring to you to convince you that there's more than enough business to go around. There's more than enough people who are going to connect with you in a way that, again, makes you feel amazing when you go into work and know that you're doing good work with not only where you are and what you're doing, but also in your soul. So for everybody in Inspire Investing and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. That way, when we come out with something like this, it'll show up directly on your listening device, and then you can listen to it every week or so when you're driving to work. And it also makes it easier for you to share podcasts like this with your friends and family. If you know anybody who really would love to connect with Robert and his team, please make sure you click that share now button below. Type in their email address and share this podcast. And with that, we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.